Today's daf is daf Ayin Chet, and we're holding right in the middle of the big lines on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, with the line that begins Amar Lerav Papa Labai. That's actually one line up. Amar Lerav Papa Labai, Yisrael Haba Al Achrota. So now, let's say that someone has a Bi'at Yisur, and that person is not a Kohen, Bechral is a Yisrael, and the Yisr is not an Yisr Kahuna, it's a general Yisr Erevah. So he sleeps with his sister. The din is that that woman, the sister, becomes a zona. Zona mashvela. I know that for sure. But what I'd like to know is, chalala mashvela or lo mashvela? Does he also create a chalalut? Shall we say, mi'aminan kal v'chomer? If mi'chai ve'lavina v'chalala, if a woman becomes a chalala, even from marrying the psule kuhuna, which are only chai ve'lavim, so Michaive Kritut lo Koshike? Is it not clear then that a woman who is nivelet, an iser that is on everybody, which is an iser karet, should certainly become a chalala? O Dilma in chalala elami isur kuhuna. Or shall we say that the din of chalalut is a din specifically in terms of isure kuhuna? And since the iser of achoto is not isur kuhuna, this woman is not considered to be a chalala. She's only considered to be a zona vis-a-vis the Yisrei Kuhuna. Omar lay, so Abaya said to him, in chalala elam Yisrei Kuhuna. Bilvat. The only way that you can get a chalala is within the context of Yisrei Kuhuna and not within the broader context of the Arayot. Omar Rav Aminoha, mildedi Omar Rabbanan, in chalala elam Yisrei Kuhuna. What indeed is the makor for that halacha? Not to say the Kal V'chomer, that any isha that was nivelet and Yisrei Karet is certainly a chalala. The Tanya. The Braita points out that lo ye'amer grusha b'kohen gadol v'teite b'kal v'chomer b'kohen ediot. Look, it doesn't seem to be necessary after it says hu isha b'betuleha yikach to tell me that a kohen gadol cannot take a grusha, chalala, zona. It should only say almana lo yikach. But obviously, the other cases like grusha, that's even true about a Kohen Hediot. So, I mean, it's a Kal V'chomer. I mean, if a Kohen Hediot, Hashtol a Kohen Hediot Asura, certainly a Kohen Gadol wouldn't be allowed to take a Grusha. So, Lama Nimra, why then was it necessary to say, again, Almana u Grusha v'chalala zona et elu lo yikach? There's got to be a limut from that. It must be to teach me that Lama Nemra, to teach me that Kishem Shechaluka Grusha Mizona V'chalala B'Kohen Ediot, Kach Chaluka B'Kohen Gadol. That even though the Isurim of the Kuhuna Gedoyla are all put together in one, what appears to be like a lav shebechlalut, one lav on four different things, Almana Grusha Chalala Zona Lo Yikach. Therefore, the Grusha is there to teach me, look, does it not say separately by the Kohen Ediot? It says, V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. No Kohen can take an isha grusha me'isha. Period. Without mixing it with any other Yisr. So that teaches us that in the same way that the Yisr applies to a Kohen hediot, namely separately, it doesn't appear together with zona or chalala, kachaluka b'Kohen Gadol. So too, you should know that the Kohen Gadol would get a separate malkut for the Yisr grusha. Well, obviously, says the Gemara. I mean, a Kohen Gadol is not a Kohen Ediot. He's a Kohen Ediot plus. I mean, what are you going to say? Pshita, Migra, Gora, what, did he become less when he became a Kohen Gadol and now he lost his din of the Kuhuna? He's a Kohen, but he's also a Kohen Gadol. So he has the additional Isur of taking an Almana or taking a woman who's not a Betulah. But why in the world would I think that the Isur of lo yikachu, of Isha Grusha Meisha, would apply only to a Kohen Ediot and not to a Kohen Gadol? Makes no sense. Ah, sorry, okay, let's change that here. What I meant was, Ella, Kishem Shechaluka Grusha Mizona V'Chalala B'Kohen Hediot, Kach Almana Chaluka Migrusha V'Chalala Zona B'Kohen Gadol. That's the point. You're right, I knew that, but I knew that only in the Isurim that indeed applied to a Kohen Hediot. How about this new Isur of the Almana? The Almana was never mentioned ever until we got to the Kohen Gadol. And I certainly would have been excused for thinking that the din of the almana is a din that is additive. In other words, if she is together, if he would go and he would take an almana, who's also one of these other isuri, so I would have said that maybe enochinami, you can't be b'chuyev separately on the almana, because we never find that the almana is listed alone. Therefore, it comes to tell me that in the same way that the Grusha is listed alone, obviously both for Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hediot, in the sense that the Kohen Gadol is also Kohen Hediot, so too this new Isur is no different than an Isur Almanah, than an Isur Grusha, and therefore as the new Isur Almanah would exist in and of itself and gets a separate Malkus for itself. Okay, fine. I mean, you've explained, therefore, that we need to have the din of Grusha and Almana. Okay. Why in the world, though, was it necessary to say the Chalala? That I don't understand. You told me why you have to say Grusha. To teach me that the din of Almana exists separately as a separate law with separate Malkus, even when you have all of them. Okay, but what's the point of now saying Almana, Grusha, v'chalala, zona? I mean, you've explained only Almana and Grusha. What's the point? Let's take them one by one. What's the point of Chalala? Aha! The point of Chalala, note how Chalala appears. Almana Grusha v'chalala zona. Doesn't it strike you that, I mean, Chalala, actually, is a result of a bia of an Almana Grusha zona, right? I mean, it would make more sense to say Almana Grusha zona v'chalala. So you're telling me Chalala in this way, there's something unique about zona. And that thing is that the Zonah, as we said yesterday, is an Isur that has applicability also to Yisrael, not only to a Kohen, in the case of a man's wife who is Mezana Tachtav. So therefore, it's coming to teach me precisely that Ein Chalala, Elam Yisur Kuna. The point is, take a look where it is, to teach me, yes, Galmana, Grusha, that creates a Chalala. But anything else does not create Chalalut. So that is the makor for this idea that you do not become a chalala from the Isur of Achoto, which is how we started this whole discussion. And indeed, why does it say zona here? Zona lama ne'emra? Ah, that's to teach me. Ne'emar kan zona by the Kohen Gadol. It says zona, but by Kohen Gadol it also says lo yechalel zaro. But it says ne'emar lahalan by the Kohen Hediot zona without mentioning lo yechalel zaro. How do we know that the din of Chilul Zera applies also to Kohen Hediot? To tell me, ma kan zaro chulin, af kan zaro chulin. So that halach is to tell me that the din of lo yechalel zaro should not be seen as something that's unique to a Kohen Gadol. It appears in all of the Yisurei Kuhuna, bein la Kohen Gadol, bein la Kohen Hediot. Omer Rav Ashi, based on this, we have a fascinating halach. A Kohen who was ba'al achoto, so he sleeps with his sister. What's the halacha there? He makes her a zonah, but not a chalala, right? So a zonah mashvela. So now, if another kohen will take this woman, who until now was perfectly normal for the kuhuna, she now is asur la kuhuna, because now she's become a zonah, even though she's not his sister. She's another kohen's sister. Okay. Nonetheless, at this point, any kohen would be asur on this woman, because now she's a zonah, but she's not a chalala. Now, at this point, if the same guy would go back, or another guy, either way, chazaru ba'aleha, at this point, if he sleeps with her again, she does become a chalala, because the first time, she was a zonah, only not a chalala, but now a woman who sleeps with an isur kuhuna, and a zonah is an isur kuhuna, and becomes a chalala. So the second time around, she's got a double isur, because now she's a zonah and a chalala.
Why the second time and not the first time?
Because the first time she was only a zonah.
She made herself also to the...
by sleeping with her brother.
So
that's not Isurei Kuhuna. So she just got a shame zonah, which now asers her to a kohen. That's the definition of zonah. Someone who is nivelet to one of her relatives, which is not a din in kuhuna. The resultant state of zonah is a din in kuhuna. But it's not chalalut. Now, if somebody sleeps with a zonah, it's no different than sleeping with a grusha. We're not manah the kohen gadol. The din over there is, she now becomes a chalala. So now if the same guy goes back and sleeps with her again, this time there's two Yisurim. There's the Yisur of Zonah and the Yisur of Chalala. In addition to the Zonah. Of course, this involves the problem of Yisur Chalal Yisur, which the Gemara is conveniently ignoring. So, I mean, we're assuming here either that Yisur Chalal Yisur. Or, I mean, as the answer is talked about over here, that the first time around maybe was a cotton. So when he became a Gadol, at the time that he became Chayiv, in the Yisur, had two Yisurim. Okay, there's creative answers here. But obviously the Gemara is coming to address the change in state rather than the issue of Yisur Chalal Yisur. That remains between the lines. Yes, sir. Thank you.
No,
we're getting to that. But we won't be mechalek one bien, the two parts. Say the first part made a chalala, not a second part. That's bechlala rule. Omer Rav Yehuda. Kohen gadol bi'almana. If a Kohen gadol now takes the almana, you should know. Now this is true, says Rashi, if a Kohen had you with a grusha. And he also says with a chalala. Now that's not so cautious, but some would say that Rashi sort of threw that in, but it really doesn't necessarily follow because of the way in which the pusik is put. But in any event, there's two isurim over here because it says lo yikachu. Lo yikachu means that there's an isur in the kedushin. Almana lo yikachu, because there's an isur in kedushin. So if that's the case, there would be two separate isurim. One is the isur of the lekicha, and that's the kedushin itself. And then, as he actually sleeps with her, he would be over on achat mishum lo yechalel. He would be over on being mechalel because he's now being mechalel his woman. And it says lo yechalel. But doesn't it also say lo yechalel zaro? So little k nami mishum lo yechalel zaro. Why don't we say that there's a third love? There's the love lo yikach, lo yechalel, which means to be mechalel someone who was previously not mechulelet, that's his wife. And lo yechalel zaro, who would result from this union. Why didn't you say that? Oh, it's talking about over here, b'shalo gamar biyato. It's talking about over here, there's a question whether this means literally that he didn't ejaculate, therefore there's no zera, so there can't be a lo yechalel zaro, or whether we really don't focus on ejaculation per se, but rather on the gamar biya, which we normally view that as the equivalent of zaro. Okay, that's the machlokas we've shown. But whatever the case is, there is over here two completely different issues. As far as the act of intercourse itself is concerned, penetration is all that's important. And that's a machlokas to what extent penetration. But as far as the din of chilul is concerned, that's for her. As far as the chilul of zera is concerned, obviously it has to be no gea zera. If there's no zera, then there's no point of discussing the chilul of zera. So you're right. Theoretically, there would be three separate isurim. So if he actually completes now his act, so we have the Isra of Lakicha, the Isra of Chilol of the Isha, and the Isra of the Chilol of the Zera separately. Mativ Rava. Rava asks on this from the following braita. Almana u'grusha loke mishum shnei shemot. If he takes a woman who is both an almana and a grusha, so then he would be chayev for two separate isurim. Now those two separate isurim mean because of almana and because of grusha separately. But it doesn't say anything over here about the double issue that's on each one of them, namely lo yikach and lo yechalel. So what happened to that? My love, shnei shemot v'tulo. You're telling me that there's only these two isurim, grusha and also the almana. No. Not v'tulo, that there's no others. Shnei shemot al zeh v'shnei shemot al zeh. What it means is there's two shemot, yes, grusha and almana. But each one of them has two shemot, meaning lo yechalel and lo yikach. And therefore, what he's saying really is four. So we read on. Come on, you can get away with that in the Reisha. What are you going to say with the Seifa? Yachayim a Seifa. But if he takes a grusha v'chalutza, since chalutza is really only a drabbanon, as we'll see, so the yisra grusha inu chayev ela achat. No, what are you going to say over there? Because certainly achat is one yisra, no? No. Inu chayev ela achat means on one of the above, meaning grusha v'chalutza is really only one yisra, but of course, analyze now what is involved in that one yisra, the yisra of lo yikach and the yisra of lo yechalel. That he's not coming to discuss. But the chalutza he would not be over on. Why? Because the chalutza is only drabbanan. Chalutza is drabbanan. V'atanya. Don't we analyze a posik to derive the dinim chalutza? Grusha. Eli ela girusha. Chalutza minayin. How do we know the isra of girusha as well, even though the Torah doesn't mention it? Talmud lomar. Therefore, the Torah adds ve'isha. Grusha me'isha. What do you mean ve'isha? That there is an additional woman that is similar to one that has been rejected by her husband, and that is the woman that has been rejected by the yavam. So she now is a chalutza, and that puts her in the same pasuk. Yeah, but that's really an isidra abona, and the pasuk over here is an esmach to the alma. They're just putting it together with the vav. You can't derive that literally from the pasuk. And therefore, indeed, the grusha is the oraita and your chayav both mishum lo yikach and mishum lo yechalel. When it comes to chalutza, you're not chayav anything. As we're saying, mishum achat, for one of the yisurim But he's not saying how much you'd be chayav for that one of these. Omer Abaye, kidesh loken. Just for the kedushin itself, you're over on lo yikach, and it's mashma the kinyan itself is the iser. Baal, now, if he continues and he sleeps with her after being mekadesh, so then he would be loker once again for the bia that leads to the lo yechalel. But you would be loker mishum lo yechalel separately on the lekicha. Whereas Rava says, no, there's no such thing as an iser of lekicha that's not coupled with coupling. So Rava Amar Baal loke, lo Baal eno loke, mishum dechtiv lo yikach v'lo yechalel. The two things are linked. It's not that the Torah is saying you can't hand a ring over to an iser kuna and say arayat mekudeshetli, and if you do that, you're going to be loke. What it's saying is you can't hand a ring over under circumstances that now will lead to lo yechalel, so that in the end you consummate the marriage, but not stomp to say that there would be an iser just that you'd get malchus on just at the lekuchit. Of course, this leads to a serious problem. Because then the hatra'ah will always be hatra'at safek. Because you told the guy, don't do that, you're not allowed to give a ring to a woman and say, I read me kadeshitli if she's an iser kuna. He said, what do you mean? You're only not allowed if in the end you sleep with her. Do I look like that kind of guy? In other words, you'll never be able to say at this point what the end is going to be. So how do you know that it's an iser b'chlal? At this point that you're giving him hatra'ah. Don't do that, you'll get malchus. I'll get malchus? What are you, a prophet? So some say that ain't a chinami. You'll have to say that this man, the Omar, holds that you're loken on hatra'at safek. Okay, but it's certainly another one of these between the line issues here that we're going to have to address. All right, so we have a machlokas of Baye Varava, whether the isra of lo yikach can exist separately, entirely on its own, and just for the act of kiddushin, you would be mukhuyev, or whether you need to have in the end the beila to be over on both of them. So matam lo yikach, mishum lo yechalel. But interestingly enough, mode abaye b'marzir grushato, she'im kidesh v'lo ba'al she'en lo loke. You'll notice that when it comes to a marzir grushato, where it also says lo yuchal ba'ala rishon l'shuv lakachta, that her first husband cannot go back and take her. Now, you would have thought that that means lakachta, to take her with the kedushin. Ah, chutzpah, you gave her a get, she's been sleeping with this other guy she got married to, and now you're going to take her back? What is this, wife swapping? Glorified wife swapping, halakhically permissible wife swapping? Lo yikach. So you might think that alibad abaye, that means the likuchin alone would be awesome. Kamash malan, that abaye would not say that. Why? Because it says, lo shuv lekachta liyot lo leisha. Isn't that the definition of lo shuv lekachta? No. What it's coming to tell me is that the likuchin, when it turns out to be his wife, so he's living together in man, as man and wife, then the Torah is asking that there's certainly no separate issue of the Mekuchin alone, there even Alibad Abaye. Masha'inke, when it comes to the interrelationship of the Lo Yechalel and the Lo Yikach, those are two separate issues. I mean, you certainly can't say that innate in Lo Yikach is Lo Yechalel, but innate in Lekicha of the Mazda Grushato is Lioto Le Yisha. Elamai, it's coming to tell me that only when they're actually living as man and wife. Furthermore, Va'aleka, and then that you don't have. If you haven't slept with her, there's no liyot lo liyisha. And furthermore, Moda Rava also agrees, in the case of the Kohen Gadol ba'almana, that you should not think that the lekicha is actually necessary in order to create the yisr. In other words, you'd say, since the Torah says lo yikach v'lo yechalel, so if he stam tippy toes down there and sleeps with her without a likuchin, so then there's not an yisr. No, that's not what we're saying. Rava is made that if he's Baal without Likuchin, Velokidesh, Shalokeh, he would get Malchus because the Lo Yechalel Zaro Be'amav Amarach Banavarech Uchilel. The only thing that's important over here, ultimately, is the fact that his Zera is Mechulal. Certainly, it's actually less Mechulal because he wasn't Mekadesher. And therefore, it's not that we need the Likuchin for the Isser Bia. Ushneihem Modim. Now, both are Moda, interestingly enough. And this is fascinating. Now, when it comes to Magzir Grushato, the only Isser, indeed, is if you married her. So a guy who was once married, his wife goes now, and he divorces his wife. His wife goes now and marries somebody else, who now dies or divorces her. Now the first guy, instead of marrying her, which he knows is Usser, he decides to just keep her as a mistress. That's Mutter. Because it's only Usser if it's Lashuv Lekachta. But Eino Chinami, the Bia without Likuchin, Marzeh Grushato, She'im Ba'al V'loki Dei She'eino Loke. Because over there what the Torah is answering is Derech Likuchin Asra Torah. and not derech znut. So it's lashuv lekachta leyoto leisha. And over there, even though it sounds funny in the beginning, but indeed that specifically is the iser, to have a state of a wife who's married to you, goes marry somebody else, now is married to you, that's not acceptable. Promiscuity is a completely different issue. So a woman sleeping with this guy, sleeping with that guy, and so on, does not reflect anything about wife swapping. It's just sharing a woman. There's no iser in sharing a woman. But there is an iser in swapping women. No, this is Yisrael we're talking about. Well, Cohen's not less than Yisrael, I mean. But he's not allowed to marry her because she's a grusha. He can't sleep with her.
But he also has a problem with sleeping with a grusha, so even though it's his own wife that way.
Yeah, grusha, it makes a difference if it's his own grusha or not. That's why we have all the special takonos for kayanim, to make sure they don't easily give a divorce, because they can't change their mind. Other people can change their mind as long as she hasn't married somebody else. So I don't know anything about if she gets pregnant, what happens? That's a very serious issue, because there's 9 months of fetal development there that, you want to discuss what happens? I mean, we'd have to spend the entire year just getting the basics. And then, it's a major thing. It's a whole field of study, you know, embryology. And that's the question. Yeah, what would be the din if who gets pregnant? Amar's a grushato? That's only an iser lav. We pass nothing. We mentioned earlier that Isurim, that are not Isurei Kahuna, do not create Chalalut. But we talked also yesterday about a Mamzer. Is a Mamzer still a Kohen? A Chalal is not a Kohen. A Chalal can't eat Truma. It's not just a question of marriage. He's basically like a Zar. What's the name of a Mamzer? Since now we've said a Mamzer is not a Chalal. Right? So we could have a Mamzer going on. The question is, can he eat Truma or can't he eat Truma? That's the machlokas we've shown him, as we mentioned. Even though Mamzer, the Gemara Darshan, says Mum Zar, we try to give him a din of Zarut. But okay, so I say that's machlokas. So, to be continued. So, Shneyam Amodim by Mamzer Grushato. Now let's get on, now that we've finished the ideas of the Halal, let's get on to the next big issue that we had in the Mishnah. We had a three-way machloket, if you recall. Let's just review that. What is the din of a ger? So remember that Rabbi Yehuda said that the child of a male ger is not going to be better than the child of a male halal. And in the same way that a male halal's daughter is a sur l'kahuna, so too is the daughter of a male ger. The daughter is pasul l'kahuna. So that was his shita. Then we had Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov shita, who said, no, it's only if they're both actually Gerim that we would pasul. But if only one side is Gerim, then the daughter would be kosher. Then we had Rabbi Yos, you said even if both sides are Gerim, the child would be kosher. As long as you didn't have the other issue. In other words, you needed to have Leidosov and Horosov, the Kedusha, but then it would be kosher. And we'll see that there's yet a fourth Shita to come, because so far there's been nobody who says that the Ger or Gioret herself would be kosher l'kuhuna. We shall see that there's even a Shita who holds that the Gioret herself is kosher l'kuhuna. Koshekein the bat is kosher l'kuhuna. So let's start with Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bat ger zachar ke bat halal zachar. And think about that. He says, I don't even understand why you would think differently. Adin notein. I mean, it's so reasonable that should be the case. We're all agreed that a halal comes from a tipak shira. I mean, basically his DNA is quite okay, right? He's got all of his genetic roots in Yisrael, so to speak, his sperm is clean, it's kosher. And his bat is nonetheless pasul, which is a dramatic chiddush. A ger, who is ba mitipap sula, over there, they don't have all of that genetic linkage to Yisrael throughout the generation. So, din should be tot sula. Obviously, the output should be pasul for the kahuna. If the Torah is makbid on the clear yichusin even, kosher gain, it should be makbid on the unclear yichusin. Now, how does that follow? A halal, Yitzirato ba'avera. The halal is formed in something illicit. So somebody was mekalel zaro. So it makes sense that tinge of wrong that's associated with the creation of the halal is communicable and goes on to his children. So mamela, the bat is now going to be psula l'kahuna. Masha Inken, we're talking about a ger. A ger marries a Yisrael. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So there's no Yitzirato ba'avera. So the daughter is a completely clean daughter and therefore should be marriageable material when it comes to the Kohen. No, says the Gemara, that I can show you is not an issue. Because a Kohen Gadol be'almana yochiach, she'en yitzirato ba'avera, but nonetheless bito is psula. I mean, look, a Kohen Gadol has a perfectly clean conception himself, right? Nonetheless, his daughter is possible. And so you see that it's not the question of where daddy came from that's going to determine the issue. So if that's the case, that's not the problem with the cholol. It must be something about the nature of the cholol, in which case I can make the kav chomer back to ger. Says the Gemara, oh, come on. I mean, that's obviously over there. I mean, but the reason over there that the child is posel is because I don't have to go back to daddy's yetzira. Malako and Gadol Ba'amana, the very yetzira of this girl is be'avera. She can be a tobi avera. I mean, over here you're saying, this daughter is, so of course she's psula. She was created herself in the context of something illicit. Because he wasn't allowed to take the almana, right? So how do you apply that to the case of the ger, where there's nothing illicit in his yetzira, there's nothing illicit in his marriage, and you're going to tell me that, well, but certainly the daughter should be aslakuna. That doesn't follow one bit to me. So malakuinga doba almana, she can be a toba avera. Oh, that may be very true. But that's not the case of the halal. There's no biat avera in a halal. A halal marries a regular Jewish woman. There's absolutely no iser. And nonetheless, the daughter is posel. And so, let's look for the common denominator. Chazar hadin, lori zekari zeh, lori zekari zeh. Okay, every time I look at one, I say, but yeah, but the other one doesn't have that. So what is the common denominator? The common denominator is that they're not like everybody else. And there's something that is now... They're not like everybody else. So afani abiyatagir, she'ino barov kahal. They're different than everyone else, either because the yitzira is bavera, or because the bia is bavera, or because the genetics are not the same and don't go all the way. Okay, so basically we have one set of things that doesn't match up to our normative picture of what is kosher lekuhuna. Somebody whose genetics are traceable. Someone he isn't. Someone who the marriage that created that person was not really permissible, so he isn't kosher, she isn't kosher lekuhuna. Someone where the father came from something that wasn't permissible, okay, so that's the common denominator, right? So, afani abiyatakir, sheino barov kahal, bubito psula. How do you get that? I don't understand how you're throwing in to one set anything not normative. I mean, that's a pretty big set. I can certainly make you a smaller set that is very clearly defined. Namely, what's the common denominator? Maybe this is the set of all things that exist only because somebody did a naughty thing somewhere. So either the father was born out of that illicit marriage, and he carries that illicit element in him, or the very act that creates the bat is illicit, but that's still a common denominator of the illicit. Now you're going to throw in a ger into a set of illicits? There's nothing in common. I don't understand how you have a right to create such a broad common denominator. So I'm sorry, it's not a good sada shava. Okay, I'll revise that, says Rav Yehuda. I'll revise that. Instead of saying... Yeah, but that doesn't... So lo tema kohen gadol ba'almana yochiach. Instead of saying that the other side to the halal was the Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, which allowed you to come back at me and say, yeah, but that's because he's carrying illicit in him. Why don't we say the case is that a Mitzri Rishon Yochiach, who didn't marry anybody, possible. Mitzri Rishon marries a Mitzri. So there's nothing illicit about that. And the child is Pasul Kuhuna. Oh, great. The child is Pasul. Of course the child is Pasul Kuhuna. The child is Pasul for anybody. I mean, Mala Mitzri, Shulkin Inaroi Lavobakal. I mean, what does that have to do? You're talking about a ger, a kosher ger, and you're comparing it to a Mitzri, where the Torah says that is not mutter to be Bobakal. Well, now, wait a minute. A halal is mutter Lavobakal, and nonetheless creates a batus to lakuna. So I'll do the same thing. Chazradin, Lori Zekri Zeh. Hatzada Shaveh Shabem, She'inan Berov Kahal Ubito Psula. I still say that we have this big set of non-normative marriages that passel the daughter. So afani avietagir, she'ino berov kahal ubito psula. I mean, again, I don't understand what you're saying. Why don't you say ma'ala tzad ha'shava shebehem she'kein poslim bebiatam? I mean, there's another tzad ha'shava. The tzad ha'shava is that they are usher to marry this woman, and therefore they will pasul this woman. They'll actually create chalalut. And we learned before, we said the Farish, Ben Teisha Shanim Veyom Echad, who is either, remember, Mitzri, Amoni, we had all of these things, and or Chalal, who is Baal Isha, Pasla. Is that a nice common denominator? Mitzri, Chalal, create Chalalut, in the woman that they sleep with. Now, what does that have to do with a ger, who isn't usher, marrying a Yisraeli, who certainly does not become a Chalala, and you're going to say her daughter, Suleiman HaKohuna, it's a totally different concept, because there's no Chalalut there. That's true. So how does Rabbi Yehuda respond to that? No, Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I respond to that? This fits in perfectly with my Shita. I say, a ger indeed passes with his bia. And I'm going to bring you a raya from exactly the same din that I just proved about the chol. I'll say, if a chol was bami tipa kshera, nonetheless, passes a woman be biato. So a ger was bami tipa psula will pass a woman be biato. I don't understand. Why would I be talking only about his daughter? The same exact kavachomer works for me, legabi the chol. Lagabi the halalut of the woman that the ger will sleep with also. So this woman indeed is mechulalet minakuhuna. I'm not only saying that her daughter is going to be mechulalet. And the truth is that, of course, I mean, this is sort of a infinite regression, because we'll ask the same question on this one as we had on the first one, right? I mean, but again, why don't we say that the combination over here is because of the illicit element, and then you won't be able to answer from Mitzri and prove it from Ger, because you're going around in circles. It's a tautology over here. You're going to bring a raya from the Ger that you've brought a raya from this Kal V'Chomer, which you weren't able to bring a raya from until you had the Ger, to show you, that's strange, unless the difference is, and this is the Rishonim answer, that when it comes to passeling the woman, it's not logical to say that the psul in the woman would come from the fact that he comes from something illicit. In other words, when you're talking about passeling a child, then you can talk about something that is not illicit in and of itself, because it's irrelevant, but you're carrying that with you, so it goes into your child, so to speak, right? But you certainly are not going to say that that's logical about passeling a woman. Why in the world would it passel a woman when it clearly did not create any yisurim of sleeping with this woman? So we're going to say now that he would passel. So therefore, I can no longer make the tzad hashav and say something illicit. That's no longer meaningful when you're talking about passing the woman, you see? That's a brilliant solution. So once I can now prove the ger part, the passing the woman, the ger shenasa Yisraelis, now I can get around the problem when I attempt to apply it to the child, because now I could say that the mitzri, that's not the problem, because over there you will create chalalut, you see? And therefore, he actually uses his own initial drasha about the gerut to prove that the bat will be psula. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, look, it goes in both directions. I mean, if you're ready to agree that the gioret, who is niseit to Yisrael, that it's kosher, it's got to work in the other direction as well. And the ger shenasa Yisrael is also kosher. That's his Shita. Then we had Rabbi Yossi Shita, who says, only if they're both. So that even if they're both, if Horato B'Kedusha, it's okay. And now we have a fourth Shita, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, even a Giyorit herself is okay. There's no Isser of a Giyorit marrying a Kohen, unless she's already post 3 years old. So if she's post 3 years, what's the value of 3 years old? The same value as a 9-year-old for a male. Because we define the nature of intercourse not as the interrelationship of parts of the body. We define the nature of intercourse as the interrelationship within a sexual context. What is that context? It has to be defined by the halacha. So memela, we don't call broomsticks sodomizing, you see. You know, the goyim have this idea that it's all focused on body parts. It's not focused on body parts. It's focused on an interrelationship, a dynamic interrelationship. So now, if you're talking about a male, so then we have a Kabbalah Lachol HaMashmi Sinai, there is a shiur of what consists of sexuality. A 9-year-old, fine. Anything less than that is a broomstick. When we're talking about a woman, we have exactly the same idea, except over there we actually have a physiological difference, namely that a bitulah, who is penetrated early on before the age of 3, will regenerate bitulim, and that's not called, therefore, something sexual at all. So it's a wound, that's all. So now, if that's the case, if you have already a 3-year-old, in which case she's Ru'yalavia, so then we have to assume that the promiscuity among the Umayyads is such that she has to be considered to be a zonah when she's 3 years old. Not that we're saying that she was too young to be sleeping with daddy when she was two, but it wouldn't make any difference because that wasn't called znut. But once she's three, she becomes an apsula. So if she's before three, there, what would be the psula of the giyoret? So if she's a giyoret, she's k'sheira l'kuna. You want me to prove it to you? It says beferish in a pasuk. They went out to war. And who's that war led by in the Benot Midian? Pinchas HaKohen. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, v'chol hataf b'nashim hachayu lachem. Now what's that supposed to mean? Keep the kids alive for yourselves. So alo Pinchas haya imahem. Wasn't Pinchas there? Of course, there's a machlokes, but the Pinchas was a Kohen at that point. Okay, but Lamais, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who holds that he was Bechlal in this guy before, even the Maisa Zimri. The three Shitas here. So according to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, we're talking to Pinchas, which means that Pinchas is being told by Moshe Rabbeinu, you can keep her for yourself if she's less than 3 years old. So how did Rabbanan learn that? If they argue with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Hachayulachem doesn't mean you have to marry her, does it? Kien Hachayulachem mean? Labadim l'shvachot, you could keep her alive to do the cooking in the house. That's all that it's saying. V'kulam mikra echad darsho. The truth is that all of them looked to the story in Yecheskel, and as we know, Yecheskel is full of psukim that are completely contradictory to the Torah, and there was a lot of upset feelings about Yecheskel. They had to darshan all of the psukim to understand what the heck he was talking about. So we start off with this weird pasuk, okay? We're talking about Kohanim, l'chora. And look what it says. Almanau grusha lo yikhu lahem lenashim, ki im betulot mizera beit Yisrael. Now, who's that talking about? Regular Kohanim are not allowed to take an almana. They have to take a betula from zera beit Yisrael. Elamai, it's talking about a Kohen Gadol. So it's referring to the class of Kohen Gadol. Almanau grusha lo yikhu lahem lenashim, like we got a lot of these Kohen Gadols around. But even so, let's assume, continues the pasuk to say, almana. Asher tiye almana mikohen yikachu. But if the almana is a kohen's almana, then they can take her. I mean, where'd that come from? That's completely against the halacha. Okay, so we're going to have to understand this pasuk. The way in which we understand the pasuk reflects the dinim that we just had in the machlokas, four-way machlokas about the status of the bat, ager, or the giyoret. So kula nikra echad darshu. It says almana ugrusha lo yikhu lahem lunashim. So let's first take a look at what that Zera Beit Yisrael means. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Ad it kol Zera mi Yisrael. We have to be able to trace that essential Zera, which we usually trace to the father in terms of the Mishpachot. So if I can trace that essential Zera from Yisrael, so then that's kosher. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Savar, no, mi Zera means as long as some side, the mother's side, the father's side, is mi beis Yisrael, that's fine. You don't need to have all of the zera from Yisrael. Rav Yossi Savar, it doesn't even mean that. It means mi shenizra'u be Yisrael. That's all it means. It means that the conception was as in a state of Yisrael, meaning that both parents at the time of conception were from Yisrael, but doesn't mean they had to be born Yisrael. So, as what defines it? The moment of Hazra'ah. So, while they were conceiving this girl, were they both parents? Jewish? Yes, that's fine. Who cares where they come from? So, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita, that a bat, Gioret, and a ger together, as long as they were already Jewish at the time the child was conceived, is kosher. Whereas Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says it's better than that. It's Misha Nizra'u Bitulea b'Yisrael. What it means is that she became a Bitula, meaning that her Bitulim have now become permanently implanted. That's the meaning of Nizra'u, and that's the relationship to the Bitula. Because otherwise, when there's a Bitula, after the price of eggs in China, we're not talking about Bitulot. What is there in a Bitulot Bichlal? So therefore, says Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the way the Pasuk makes wonderful sense is by saying the Bitula is not that she needs to currently be a Bitula. The Betula is coming to address at what point the Gioret would be a Surat and a Kohen. So as long as this was a woman who now became a virgin, how do you become a virgin? Halakhically, you become a virgin because you only, at the age of three, grow into your virginity. Because before that, you're not considered to be anything because you don't have a permanent state now of virginity. It can still grow back, so you're not in Nizru Bitulea. Therefore, says Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the Pasuk Kuf is coming to tell you by its very illogic, in mentioning betulot in conjunction with the kuna in general, is coming to tell you this marvelous halacha, that as long as you know that she's less than bat shalosh shanim at the time that she became Jewish, so then nizru betuleh be Israel. At that point, she can marry a kohen. Omelie Reb Nachman or Rava. Now, outside of this discussion, Reb Nachman asked Rava, this pasuk is weird. I mean, Ikra, Reisha, the Kohen Gadol. And this is a little funny because, I mean, Reb Nachman wouldn't ask Rava, since Rava was Reb Nachman's Talmud, as we've seen, unless he was, this is a test. You know, so in other words, he says to Rava, well, what do you make of this pasuk, Rava? I mean, it starts off talking about a Kohen Gadol, because it says, Amanau Grusha lo yikachu kim betulot. I mean, all of that is all about a Kohen Gadol. And then it ends, the Sefer b'Kohen Ediot. And then afterwards, it starts talking about the Sefer as a Kohen Ediot, because there it says, Amana shetiyeh, Amana mikohen yikachu. I mean, that certainly is not true about a Kohen Gadol. Why in the world would he be allowed to take an Almana who comes from a Kohen? That's weird. So it turns out that we switched gears in the middle. How do you explain that? Okay, this is how Tosfos understands it, because even though we haven't mentioned yet the end of the pasuk, but the Zera could be referring, the Zera Beis Yisrael itself, that part of the pasuk which we have mentioned, could be talking also about a Kohen Gadol. It may be true about a Kohen Hed, but that doesn't mean it's not true about a Kohen Gadol. If you want to talk about a reversal of the pasuk, that first it's talking only about a Kohen Gadol, and then it's talking about only a Kohen Hediot, the way to see that is the stress on the Yisrael Mona and the Betula, when it comes to the first part of the pasuk, which is only true of a Kohen Gadol, and then the Heter of marrying an Almona, which is only true of a Kohen Hediot. So how does the pasuk translate? Half and half? Omar le, so Rava said to him, yep. You got it. So Reb Nachman says, "Vikatavkra achi." That such a thing is a pasuk that switches gears in mid pasuk to be discussing something completely different. Do you show me something like that? Amalein. Yep, I can. And here it is. V'ner Elohim terem yirbe. Remember, we had this pasuk before, talking about Eli still being alive. So the pashtus of this means the menorah is still burning. And Shmuel is sleeping be'echal Hashem. Shmuel shochev be'echal Hashem. Now I ask you how that's possible. We know that it is usur even to be sitting in the Azorah. V'lo ein yeshiva ba'azorah elo l'malchei beit David bilvad. Now how do you explain Shmuel sleeping in the Echal Hashem? So obviously, we're going to have to split this pasuk into two parts, right? And we're going to have to say what it means is like this. V'ner Elohim terem yichbe in the Echal Hashem. Shmuel, meanwhile, being shochev, where he's being shochev, which is the area where they did the Shemirah, where the Levium would stay. So he was with the Levium. And that is there, that area was not Mekudesh to have the din of the Azorah, and therefore he was sleeping there. And you see that the Pusik splits in the middle, telling us back at the ranch, Shmuel was fast asleep. And then in the Heichal Hashem, the candle was burning. So that we're contrasting two things. So it's same thing over here. Okay, so now let's read that last pasuk. So you're telling me that's referring now to a Kohen Hediot. What do you mean, Asher Yeh Almanah Mikohen? Mikohen in Israel? Lo, what? An Almanah from a regular guy? A Kohen is Osirin? Absolutely not. There is no such idea of being an Almanah only from a Kohen. Who ever heard of such a thing? If she's an Almanah from anybody, she's Muteret to a Kohen Hediot. So what's this supposed to mean? Mi'Israel? Lo? Hachi Kama. Now this also means ha'almana. Ashetiyah almana mikohen. If you're talking about the other kohanim, not the kohen gadol, it's the regular kohen. So then yikachu, if they're not part of the first part of the pasuk, namely the group of kohanim gedolim over a period of time, obviously, ba'alma, and they're just plain kohanim, so then yikachu. In other words, mishar kohanim yikachu. Rav Yehuda says, no, actually, what this is telling me that only minamisi'im lekuhuna yikachu. This is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitato. You can only take a woman who is an almana from somebody who herself would be able to marry into the kuhuna, and this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a bat ger zachar is kabat halal zachar, right? So now, if that's true, that you cannot marry the daughter, so then if that's true, you cannot marry the mother, because kosha atanose bito atanose almanato, we said. So therefore, if the daughter wouldn't be marriageable material into the kahuna, then that means that the woman is mechulelet, and therefore only if she was mimetsia kahuna and almana, not if she wasn't the mesia kahuna almana, even though it was perfectly kosher marriage, she would become a chalala. Ha! This supports me all the way, says Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi omer, af ger shenasag yard. Rav Yossi says, even if both parents were gerim, the child is kosher. Amr of Amnon Mishmedula, actually, halacha krebiosi. V'chein amr rabba barbrachana, halacha krebiosi. The truth is that the halacha lamaisa is like krebiosi, but you can't actually act that way because miyom shecharav beit hamikdash. From the time that there's no longer a beit hamikdash, and now the kohanim really do not have very many distinguishing elements in it. I mean, they don't go up there and nobody sees them in the beit hamikdash doing the avida and so on. So they wanted to keep themselves carefully separate so that they shall be known as Kohanim and able to work once again when the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt. So then Nagu Kohanim Silsul Ba'atzman, they acted with a higher level of dignity, like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, to say that, no, if you have both that are Gerim, so then Ein Hachinami, it's not kosher. Not like Rebbe Yossi, who holds that the important thing is that the child was born and conceived while both parents were Jewish. That may be true technically, but not after they were Nogu the Silsa. Omer of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, look, I want you to know that Rav Huna told me, Amar li Huna, if a guy who's a Kohen comes to ask you, can he marry this woman? So he's coming to ask, then you tell him the halakha is like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, so that he's got to have now at least one side, either father or mother, being Jewish completely. But if he already took and he didn't ask, so now other people are complaining. Because then we rely on Rav Yossi. In other words, once he already did it, so then obviously there's no other silso bats. When that silso, we don't apply once it's already done, so we will not insist that he gets divorced, because Meikar Adin, like Rav Yossi said, he's allowed to marry this woman as long as the Harata and Leidata were Bikidusha. Happy Hanukkah, gentlemen. Dr. Hale Commissioner, Homer Benize Mamzer Enone Eman, Rafilu Shnehem Bodim ala Ubar, Shibimeya Mamzer, Enam Neemanim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Homer Neemanim. So if somebody says, presents his son, here is my dear son, the Mamzer, in other words, so he's saying, I had this child with my sister, or whatever he's saying. So in that case, he's not Neeman because he's not an aid that would be kosher, he's a korov, so therefore he's not kosher to be made. Or we could have a case where the father and the mother both agree that he certainly is not the father of the baby that his wife is carrying, and she admits that. That in that case, you'd think perhaps that between the two of them, we would believe them. They're still not believed. What exactly the chiddush is over there? It seems to be based on the same halacha that the Gemara will say. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says the Neeman in both cases. So it says the Gemara, what exactly is the afilu? My afilu shnehem. No, what it's saying is lo mi boy. It's saying lo mi boy ka omar. Lo mi boy. Okay, the father really perhaps doesn't know. So he can say, lo mi boy iu de lo kimle. So he, in that case, the father, we would say, he can't really know that this was his child when he presents the child. He says this child is a mamzer. I mean, how does he know, really? But in the case where, in the second case, elafilu I de kimla, in the case where she is saying she knows, and that it certainly was not from him, and that's the point. So over there also lo mehemna. V'lo miboy hecha di itle chazoka de kashrus v'lo mehemni. There's another chiddush. It's not only that in the second case we're talking about the two of them, it's that in the second case we're talking about an ubar, whereas in the first case we're talking about a child. Now if we had a child, that means there was already assumption of a cheskas kashrus, and now he's coming years later to claim that his son is a mamzer. So over there I can understand that he's not believed kenega the chazoka of the kashrut. So lo mi boy hecha di ita chazoka de kashrut lo mehemni ela afilu ubar nami de let le chazaka de kashrut even there lo mehemni. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says in all cases ne'emanim. Turn down the volume. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says in all of the cases ne'emanim. What's the basis? Kidetanya. We learn out from the posik et apachor ben asnua yakir. Yakir means yakirenu la'achirim. So we've had a number of times before. That mikan amar Rabbi Yehuda ne'eman adam lomar ze bni bechor, and therefore we'll have to say, says Rabbi Yehuda, kishem she'ne'eman adam lomar ze bni bechor, kach ne'eman adam lomar ze ben grusha veze ben chalutza. Remember that we had a number of different approaches in the Tosfos as to why that follows necessarily. So one approach is that if he's saying this son is a Bechor, even though he has older sons, he's saying those older sons are Manzer, and they're not Bechor. And that means that he is believed. The other approach that Tosfos brought was that in the context of the Pasuk, Ata Bechor ben Asnu'ah Yakir, and remember that the Gemara understood that ben Asnu'ah means one whose Kiddushin is Snu'im, that the Torah was against the marriage. So then when it says he should be Makir, he's being Makir that fact as well. Bechor ben Asnu'ah, so he's saying ben Grusha ben Chalutza. And nonetheless, he is Ne'aman. In which case, here too, he would be Ne'aman to say that the child is a Mamzer. V'chachamim omrim, on that part, he's not Ne'aman. He may be Ne'aman on the Yakir, but that's only the Tovat HaVlad. Where does it say that we'll believe the father? That's not the Tovat HaVlad. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava. Okay, so, I mean, according to Rav Yehuda, it makes sense, right? I mean, Bishlam l'Rav Yehuda, ayna dechtiv Yakir. But according to Rabbanu, so what's the point? I mean, Yakir, in what sense? Yakir lamali. No, we're talking about Bitzorich Hekeira. In other words, we're talking about we have a Bechor. Because you're saying you couldn't claim anyway that the other kid's a Mamzer. But you can certainly have a case where a Bechor, let's say a family comes from somewhere else, some other country, nobody knows them. So this child does not have any kind of chazok in our eyes of being a Bechor. The only way we know that he's the Bechor is because the father is Ne'aman. So in such a case, he could define now the Dinei Mamonut, basically, that this one is the Bechor. So that's important. So Lama Yochata, I understand. Why is it important? Because, in other words, you're telling me because it will make a financial difference. The financial difference will be that if he's a Bechor, so then he gets double, right? So Lateitma Pishnayim, is that the only point? I understand. I don't need a pasuk for that. Pshita. Obviously, he could be believed in that case. Well, Lama Likro. Why do I need a pasuk? I mean, if the father wanted to see to it that this child would get Pishnayim, all he has to do is create a living will that gives him Pishnayim by giving to him as a gift before his death and so on. I mean, so if you have a meagle on something, if you could accomplish it through one legal means, then you're believed and you're Eidus on it. It's biyado. So what do we need a pasuk? Migo di boy matvile matanai could always give it to him as a gift. Milo yavile? Would he not be able to give it to him as a gift? Well, what about if it was nechasim shenaflu liyachem ikan? There's still a big difference. And let's say that there was property now that he didn't have in his hands at this time. So it's not biyoda, right? 5 years later, the guy gets a windfall profit, and then he goes and dies. So now the son says, well, I mean, my father said that I'm the Bechor. The other kids say, what do you mean? You're not a Bechor. He said, well, he had a meagle. He never had a meagle on this. He never said it after that. He said it before he had this money. And he couldn't have given you something that was dover shalom bali oilam. So there was no way that it was biyado at the time. Therefore, we'll have to accept what our father said about the money before the windfall. But you don't get any part, a double part in the windfall. Ah, but what about according to Rabbi Meir? According to Rabbi Meir, it was biyado because Rabbi Meir holds andam makneh davar shelo ba'olam. So since he was always going to have a miga on all of the property that would come his way, even those things that would come le'achar mikan, even though they're a lo bala olam, so then according to him, yakir lamali. Why do I need a pasuk of yakir? Since whatever it is that's going to fall is going to fall. And by the way, if it fell after he was dead, you'd say, well, that's a difference. Because that's definitely not biyada. But that's not true, because there's no din of Bechor on things that come in after the father dies. Even though there's a din of normal Yerusha, obviously. But there's no din of Pishnayim. It's not Baro'ui Kibbe Mulchazak. It's only if it's Mulchazak to the father. So then it turns out that there would be no possible difference between having Yakir and not having Yakir. It's always biyado. So I think, well, no, there is a difference. The difference is, it was Naflulo Kishuhu Goses. So if he's in a state of gisisa, so if there in Achinami, if those nechasim fell at a time where he was unable to give it away, because he was a goses, now Rashi seems to assume that something that a goses does is not binding. As long as he's not considered to be there. He's in his last death thrall. So Tosfos says, brings many rayas that's not true. And we find cases where, like we had in Gittin, we left the guy when he was a goses. Do we have to assume he died? I mean, but that was the only issue. You have to assume he died. But not that, well, even if he said to give a get, who cares? He was a goses. It's clearly the goses can give a get. They're saying that goses is not shaykh to kinyanim and so on. How can he give a get? And many other such cases. No. Goses means that he's moments from death. Right? Right, and he's not. Shchimeres is very ill. He's afraid that it's terminal. Yeah. I mean, the goses may also have this mental, but he's not completely in this world anymore. It's not just that he's sick. He's in the process of dying. Now, Tosfos learns, therefore, that the Gemara doesn't mean, there's no technical concept called gisisa that prevents kinyonim. The point is that normally a goses cannot properly communicate. That's the point. So in other words, he's not really capable of responding in a way that indicates that he's there to respond. So it just means in such a case, it doesn't mean that it's not possible that he could have done it as a gosei also. Okay, so it turns out that according to Chachamim, Yakir is purely a din in Mamon, and may have very limited applicability. I mean, because if you believe that Adamaka Dover Shalom Bali Olam, like Rebbe Meir, so then there's almost nowhere where Yakir is really going to be all that important, because normally a person who's able to give his property away in his lifetime is certainly going to be Neman without the Chiddush of Yakir. Omer Leiruv Papa Labai, Yisrael Abal Achoto, Zona Mashvili, Chalala Mashvili, Olo Mashvili. Mi amine kava komer if mi chavi lav and havi chalala mi chavi kizuto lekoshikem al dioma ein chalala ela mi isur kuna omar lei ein chalala ela mi isur kuna bilvat omar rava mi no amil to the amar rabban ein chalala ela mi isur kuna tetanya lo ye amer grusha bekoin gadol veteti bekava komer mi koin ediot v'ana amina ashta lekoin ediot asura lekoin gadol mi boy. Lama Nemra, to teach me that Kishem Shal Chaluka Gusha Mizona V'Chalala B'Klein Ediot, Kach Chaluka B'Klein Gadol. But obviously, Pshita Migra Gora, Ela Kishem Shal Chaluka Gusha Mizona V'Chalala B'Klein Ediot, Kach Almana Chaluka Gusha V'Chalala Zona B'Klein Gadol. Okay, so Chalala Lama Nemra, to teach me in Chalala L'Misrkuna, Zona Lama Nemra, Nema Kanzona, V'nema la'alanzana, ma'akam zaro chulin, af la'alan zaro chulin, even though it doesn't say that the Kohen had yod, v'lo yechalel zaro. Omer Rav Ashi Hilka, Kohen gadol, Kohen haba alachoto. So zona mashvila, chalala lo mashvila. Now, if he's chazer u'ba'alea, asa achalala. Omer Rav Yehuda, Kohen gadol bi'almana, lo keshtayim, achat mishum lo yikach, v'achat mishum lo yechalel. And what about Lilkin Ami mishum lo yechalel zaro? No, that could be b'shlo gamar biyato. Mativ Rava, almana grusha lo ke mishum shnei shemot, mashma davke shnei shemot v'tulo. No, shnei shemot al zeh, v'shnei shemot al zeh. So yochi ema seifa, grusha v'chalutza, eno chayav ela achat, eno chayav ela achat mehem, but on the two shemot. And what about Chalutza? Chalutza de Rabbanan. Vatani Grushay Neal Grusha. Chalutza Minay. Talmud Lomar Ve'isha. No. It's the Rabbanan. The cross is marked beyond. Omer Abaye. Kideish first is Loke. Then if he's Baal, he's Loke again. Kideish Loke Mishum Loikach. Baal Loke Mishum Loichalel. Rather Omer, only if he was Baal, then he's Loke on the Kiddush too, but lo baal and lo kerah. Mishum dechtiv lo yikach lo yichalel. Matam lo yikach mishum lo yichalel. Umode abaye b'machzir grushato. She'im kidesh v'lo baal she'en lo ker. Why? Because it says lo shuv lakachta liyot l'isha marachmana. V'aleka. Umode rava b'kohen gadol ba'almana. She'im baal lo kidesh she'lo ker v'lo yichalel zaro ba'amav amrachmana. Even without the kiddush, u'shneim odim emarzeh grushato shim ba'avlo kiddush she'en alokei. Why? Derech likuchin asrat Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Amar bat ger zachar kebat chalal zachar. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Amar bat ger zachar kebat chalal zachar. Vadinotein. If a chalal sheba mititpak shera bito psula, ger sheba mititpak psula, en odin shebito psula, malach chalal shekin yitzirato ba'avera. Oh yeah. Nonetheless, bitop sula. Well, of course, ma kohen gadol ba'almanah can be a tov be'avira. Well, chalal yochiach. Chazradin lo rizek rizek. Atzad shavesh behem sheina barov kaha. Afani yavi et ager ena barov kaha bitop sula. Oh, that's crazy. Ma atzad shavesh behem she can yesh behem tzad avira. Okay, fine. Lo tema kohen gadol ba'almanah yochiach. Ema mitzri rishon yochiach. Ma la mitzri rishon. Ein oroy lavo bekal, mal khalo yochia. Ve khazraden na rizek rizek. Tzara shavesh ben, ein abrov kal, bitop sula, afani avet ager, fits into the same set, ein abrov kal, bitop sula. Well, that's also crazy. Mala tzara shavesh ben, she came poslim bebiatan. Says Rabbi Yehuda, ger nami posel bebiato, maite lebematzat from exactly this din. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer could be any side, Yisrael would make it kosher. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, no side is the same Giyaret herself would be kosher. Giyaret Kutani Bat Shalosh Shanim Yom Echad herself is Kshera Lekuna. Shneamar V'Chol Ataf Ben Hashim Achayu Lachem V'Lo Pinchas Hayayim Ahem V'Rabbonan Achayu Lachem just means as Avadim U'Shvachot V'Kulam Mikra Echadosh Almana Grusha Lo'i Kulam L'Nashim Kim B'Tulot Mizera Beit Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda Sava, you need to have Kol Zera Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Sava, you need any tzad, Mizar Yisrael, even Miksad Zer. Rabbi Yossi Sava, it means conception. Mishan is Reubi Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, it means growing betulim. Mishan is Reubi Tulebi Yisrael. Omalei Rav Nachman L'Rova, how do you understand this posse? Hai kura reisha b'koin gadol sifu koin hedyet. Omalei, absolutely. What? Hektiv kura hachi? Sure. Dichtiv anero im terem yichabe. V'shmur shachay b'echal Hashem. Now, it can't mean shmur shachay b'echal Hashem. And yeshiva b'azor l'malchi b'et avi b'vad. El anero im terem yichabe b'echal Hashem. Shmur shachay, wherever he was shachay. Okay, now, amanah sheti amanah mikoein yikoch. What is that supposed to mean? Yikoch mikoein, but mi Yisrael, lo. No, hachikoma. Mikoein yikoch, if he is not a Kohen Gadol, he's just from the set of Kohen, mishakonim, then yikoch. Tanya na miyoko mikoein yikoch, mishakonim yikoch. Rabbi Yudomer, it means mina mesiim lekoanim yikoch. And this is Rabbi Yudomer Shidato. He holds bat ger zachar ke bat chalal zachar. And kosh atanose bito, atanose amanato. Because yatanose bito, yatanose amanato. Rabbi Yossi, merav gersh, nasa gioret. Om revam nunam shmedu la loch Rabbi Yossi. V'chein om rabba barbachan la loch Rabbi Yossi. Umi yom shakarab beit amigdash. No agu koanim sil su batzman grib Eliezer ben Yaakov. Om rev nachman om lihuna. Bo limal leif morim loch Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. But if he was already nasa on his own, ein motzinota, and there we can rely on Rabbi Yossi. Omer b'ni ze mamzer, eino ne'eman. V'afilu shneihem odim ala ubar shebemeya mamzeru, einam ne'emanim. Rabbi Yehuda omer ne'emanim. Mai v'afilu shneihem, lo miboy karma, lo miboy ihu, de lo kimle, el afilu ihi, de kimla, lo mehemna. V'lo miboy echad eat lechazakata kashrus, where the child's already born, de lo mehemna. El afilu uber nami, de let lechazakata kashrut, lo mehemna. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer ne'emanim k'detanya, Yakir, Yakirenu l'achirim. Mikan amar Rabbi Yehuda ne'eman adam lomar zebni b'chor, v'kishem sh'ne'eman adam lomar zebni b'chor, kak ne'eman adam lomar zeben grusha v'zeben chalutza. V'kakamim omrim eino ne'eman, omalei renachem re'yitzik l'urav v'bishen l'rubi yedan edichtiv yakir, l'rabona yakir lomalei. Well, b'tzorach hekeira, b'lomai yelchata, latet lo pishnayin, pshita lomalei kro, migu diboy miyat ele matana, mi lo yavile. Well, how about nechassim shalafel le'achar mikan? And according to Rabbi Meir, who holds on a mark to davar shalom ba'olam, even that's included. So then yakir lomali, shenaflu lo kishu hu goseis, mi shenatan reshut.